I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hi guys, I'm Candice.
And I'm Sorrel.
And you're listening to Closet Confessions. If this is the first time you're listening, the simple premise is myself and Sorrel gather in my closet to get something that I just and you get something that's just you. Please remember, terms and conditions apply. But first, girl, you know we got to
let's sing it in 2x speed. These are my confessions. Just one of the little bit 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 of the
Hey. I love a 2x speed on TikTok.
Listen.
You know? No. And then I think, are people not speaking fast enough?
There are people who I can listen to. They don't have to speak fast. They have to be engaging when they speak. Mm. And then there are other people who don't speak fast and are not engaging, but the information, I want to listen to it. Mm. So I'm like, I don't have the patience to sit here and listen to you waffle or over explain or 2x is.
There's this guy, young boy, mm-hmm. who talks about the downfall of certain influencers or celebrity brands. Mm-hmm. I always watch him in 2x speed, but it's so riveting
what he's saying. The information's so good. Right.
Because a few celebrities have tried to like subpoena him to shut up.
Really?
Whilst also taking his advice. Mm. And shit has popped off for them again. Yeah. So I'm like, no, the boy's onto something. Like,
send me that page. Mm. I love stuff like that.
Mm. About 24, 25.
I love stuff like that.
I'm like, oh, I love it here.
Yeah, sometimes I want to watch it and I don't want to skip. Like, I want to watch the video. I just need you to be a bit quicker. And I just need to get to the information a bit sooner.
What I find interesting about TikTok... Mm. is how I never search for anyone on there. And how I very rarely go to following. I like to be on for you.
Absolutely, same.
But then what does that say about the TikTok market? So on Instagram, if I've not seen someone for a while, I'm typing them in.
Right.
On TikTok,
I'm never
thinking about them.
I think because I mean, I always had Instagram, but when I had Instagram, I've never really been one to follow like influencers or celebrities when I was regular on Instagram. Then I got obviously a bit of a following and I still kind of kept to that where like the people I follow, I genuinely want to follow. So you will naturally just come up on my algorithm. If I'm having to search for you, it's because I'm about to get rid of you because I either don't see your content anymore, I don't want to see it anymore. I just don't. I think it's because I'm so used to TikTok where my algorithm knows me so well. Mm. I don't have to search for anything unless, you know how sometimes, let's say you were to post a video on TikTok and then someone stitched your video.
I turned my stitches off. I fucking hate that.
But let's say someone stitched you.
I fucking hate
really,
that.
I love a good stitch.
I hate stitches. I hate use of my sound.
Really?
Fucking hate it.
What?
I'm just like, don't do that.
So if I used your sound to like do my makeup to it
I think I've even turned that ability off.
I don't think you can, baby.
No, you can.
The sound?
I swear you can turn sound off.
Oh, what you can do is add another song underneath and then put the song on mute. And then do you know what I mean?
I don't even be doing all of that.
There is a way of people not taking your sound if there's another sound underneath, like, so if they save the video, anyways, you know what I mean? Mm. There is a way of doing that. But I get it. You do like to have, is the word autonomy? Is that the word?
Absolutely.
You like to have autonomy over your content, which I respect.
I love autonomy and I love context. I don't want you to take those 10 seconds and then run with that.
And stitches,
it just gives me the heebies. And stitches do that.
5 seconds. You don't even get 10. You get 5 seconds. People stitch the video and then they'll go off on a tangent. And most of the times people don't then go and watch the stitch. They'll just, you'll just get hate in this other person's video. Like, why the fuck did she say that? Why the hell did he say that? And it's like, go watch the whole video first. But I do love a good stitch.
Whilst we're talking about TikTok.
Yeah.
And I'll let Charlie decide if this is something we should keep on or not. I just want to say big up our girly Elise Myers, and you're probably listening to this. And yeah, we send you all these little love hearts and
absolutely
stuff.
Absolutely.
Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Don't want to say too much.
No.
But I think she is one of the sweetest creators out there.
Mm.
And been following her for a while on TikTok.
I don't know who she was.
Been following her for a while.
Yeah.
She came up on my TikTok. She has great engaging story times. That's what I mean by someone who does a great story time.
Yeah.
And her brain and mouth move at a rate of speed that my brain
enjoys.
She's got
ADHD, doesn't she?
Which is why me and her get it.
Yeah.
My brain's just like, yes, yes. Yeah. Lots and lots of information, lots of detail, lots of great pauses. And then back, like, she's really, no, she's really good.
The first video I saw of hers was the 100 tacos video.
Oh.
Someone ordering 100 tacos or something.
Yeah.
Something like that.
She does a plethora of different videos, but I also loved her series when she was learning how to do makeup. She was like, I don't really do my own makeup ever.
I learn to crochet.
Oh yeah, she loves a good crochet.
Yeah.
I love how I was like, we won't say too much on this, and now it's just like a love fest.
I don't know that much about her, but I'm just like,
she's very sweet from what I see online.
I think using her as an example, what is unfolding, not just with her, but many creators, is why I am glad the pum pum hair is going great. So I can ultimately take a step back and find a new way of doing things. I do not enjoy this.
Now, this leads perfectly into the off mic confession that you had about youth. God, the lethologica. Lethologica.
So I had an off mic idea, guys, or a conversation point, which was, it's kind of scary to watch youth grow up online, as in the videos they make when they're 22 mm-hmm. are not going to be representative of them at 33, mm-hmm. but you can't get rid of that.
Mm-hmm. Your entire messy, stupid mistakes, learning lessons of when you're young.
Also, things that just don't mean anything in real life.
Yeah.
Maybe to you, and maybe in your brain you're cringing, but in real life,
they don't
impacting someone else in any early way, financially, physically, emotionally, it doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's just so heavy out there.
I feel like there's going to be a conversation or documentary not far from now where we talk about the generation of iPad kids who then grew up on the internet and like, either became content creators or whatever, because I do think there is a direct correlation, because I feel like if you are from outside of that generation, the one after Gen Z, who I think the oldest are maybe in their teens now.
So Esme.
I think maybe up until like 18 or something. There will be, those are the kids who like grew up on like iPads and lots of new technology that's like forever changing. I do think there is going to be a direct correlation to how they engage with content and how they make content, because Gen Z and millennials, it was kind of like everything is content. That's the pranking couples, the vlogging channels every day, the vlogging families. YouTube at some point was just content, content. Everything was content. You're like watching people have literal mental breakdowns and it's being filmed. They pop up and I think some boomers are looking at us below and being like, this isn't normal. Like, you're supposed to play out your 20s and
in
be
private,
young, dumb, and
or with your friends.
With your friends.
And your friends and family.
And it's a memory that you speak to your friends about and be like, oh my God, I can't believe I
did remember
ABC
when I...
And there is no video evidence of it. There is no like watching you go through the motions of like figuring yourself out in your 20s. And your 20s is so difficult because you feel more grown than you actually are.
20s are absolute trash. I'm not even in my 40s yet, but given how my 30s have gone.
Sorry, I just squealed. Sorry. I just squealed because I just remembered I'm not in my 20s anymore. I was so happy about it. I just turned 30. Sorry, carry on.
If my 30s are anything to go by, 20s are rubbish. Like, of all of it.
Yeah.
The biggest rubbish.
I was so excited to go into my 30s. And I think 20s was the biggest scam that I was sold.
Yeah.
Because you know, at 18, I was thinking by 24, I'll have found the love of my life at uni. Child. We'll be planning a wedding. By 25, I'll have my first baby. I'll travel the world a bit. Bitch.
Ciao. And again, no one does. It's the content.
Yeah.
That then started the repositioning or the falsehood of what the 20s will be.
Thank you. Say it louder on the mic now.
It's that.
Because
it's that oversaturation, overconsumption of an influencer's 20s.
Thank you.
That made everyone think they would have their white on white cupboard skyrise by the time they're 25.
Thank you.
In the real world, that is not a real thing.
I don't even want it to be a real thing.
Yeah.
And
there's a little struggle and edge that comes with your 20s.
You have
that
to.
That is just so necessary to being able to negotiate better adulthood for yourself.
Yeah. And, you know, sometimes people shit on struggle sometimes, okay? Don't get me wrong. I'm not pro-struggle, but there is an edification that comes out of going through something that isn't easy, right? And I'm not saying, you know, throw your children to the wall so that they can struggle. Absolutely. We work hard so our kids have better so that, you know, but they will have a form of their own struggle, and trying to pad them from any struggle or any hardship is asinine and doesn't make sense. And it's unfair on them because they'll get to their 30s and they'll be like, I actually don't have the tools or the coping mechanisms.
Resilience, they don't have patience, don't have empathy, they don't have understanding.
If my life falls apart right now, what do I do? I was talking to my mum and I was saying, if all of this went, what I do now, God forbid, if all of it went, I would be just fine.
Mm.
Why? I've been a jobbing actor. I've held down four jobs at one time. I've been a carer and a waitress. I've gone from one job, got onto the bus broke down. I walked 35 minutes to the next job, soaking wet in rain.
Yeah.
Manager didn't care, had to do overtime. I've done all of that.
Yeah.
I've sofa surfed. I've done all of it.
Yeah.
And I have built up a tenacity that allows me to look at life not as this thing that's given to me. It's an thing that I create.
Oh, absolutely. And I have such a capacity for pivot and for change.
Love a pivot.
And also, I now know how to like build my life as a meal.
Mm, say more. Oh, she's so poetic.
Yeah,
oh my God.
So there's a certain way I want to live life by 40. So now at 36, I'm in the starter of that era.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, these are the jobs I have to say no to at 36 to be where I want to be at 40.
Ooh. Yes.
You got to be so, it's like going to a restaurant you've never been to and preying the menu a couple of days before.
Yes. So you know. When you sit at that table.
These are the things. You want to get a feel for a thing. You want life to start stretching in that way.
Yeah.
I know I want to dial down on these jobs and work harder at these jobs because by 40, this is what I want to spend most of my time doing.
Yes. And what's crazy with that pre-planning or that pre-reading of the menu analogy is we were talking the other time about what success, what we thought our version of success looked like. And then once you reach it, you're like, actually, this isn't
not
what
giving.
I thought it would give. And that is where the pivot comes in.
Yeah.
Because you've worked towards something, but if you are unable to pivot, that will break you. That you've worked so hard for this goal, you've reached it, and you're like, it doesn't.
This is not slapping.
This isn't what I wanted.
What?
Now what?
And now what?
Always got to be able to pivot.
Mate.
Pivot. Is it netball?
Well, you pivot on one. Yeah, I used to play netball.
Pivot like you're playing netball.
I'm just like, and I feel like I'm in the dessert phase of the meal of my content creator life.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm still in the start.
Yeah, I'm in the dessert phase.
Yeah.
I'm now in the phase where holistically, financially, in every way, I am trying to pivot whilst maintaining the same kind of lifestyle, which actually, the more people I meet, the less impossible that feels.
This isn't for the cousins, this is for me.
Younger people who, you know, they've built a life for themselves in content creation, you then get falsely hooked on the idea that this is all you can do for that level of income.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There are so many more avenues where you do not have to be so public, where you do not have to be held to a test for every breath that you take,
yeah,
that could even surpass this income. It's just happening in arenas that maybe you don't yet have access to.
Absolutely.
So I'm very much in the dessert. And this is the thing. Again, guys, don't rush it. The dessert phase can last 2-3 years. But I know by 40...
you want to be somewhere in a different space.
A new meal begins then. Do you get what I'm saying?
Plotting for the 50s.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is not... This ain't it.
I hear that.
Yeah.
I hear that. And I think that's fair. I think that's fair. And yeah, I feel like for me... if we're looking at this meal, I'm definitely in the starter, dabbling into my main, but I'm definitely not where, I mean, I've just turned 30.
Yeah.
So I am, I think until the next 3 years, I'm still figuring out what my 30s and building that foundation for what the rest of my 30s are going to look like. But like, it's so necessary to be able to have those like frank conversations with yourself of like, if you want to get here, you got to stop partaking in ABC.
You have to.
I won't say it now, but I've said to you the revelation of something that I'm changing career-wise. I said it a while ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm making a change that will come out, but that is happening this year. And it's quite scary, especially if that's...
It's very scary, but you have to train people how to treat you.
Absolutely.
You have to train people how to treat you, especially in the business that we're in. If you do something once too many times, audiences are so lazy. That's how you get pigeonholed.
Yes. You've got to keep pivoting.
And you have
branching.
To say no.
And also you reach new audiences.
Yeah.
You reach new audiences who like this new version of you, or this changed version of you.
It is fearful, especially when that version of you has come with a set income.
Yeah.
Or a way that you've built your life. It can be, it was really, really, even though I had it all planned in my brain, it was very nerve wracking to be like, oh, I'm no longer going to be a mummy blogger.
Yeah.
Or blog about parenting.
Yeah.
That was really nerve wracking because that was my little get through the back door card to the industry.
Yeah.
So to then decide that I was going to limit access to the one thing that gave me access.
Yeah.
Ooh, did it. Like,
yeah. But I think it speaks volumes to you as a person if you can still stand 10 toes down on who you are and knowing that you have the ability.
Well, my thing was, and this is how I feel about anything, especially when it comes to front-facing jobs, if I can't do my jobs without my kids, then I'm just not that talented.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If I cannot command an audience without my husband, I'm just not that talented.
Mm.
And there's nothing wrong with that, but you do have to admit that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There are some people's content
without...
that I can only stomach them as a couple.
Absolutely. Because on their own...
No shades.
On their own,
I just wouldn't be... You might be for someone else, but
absolutely.
You're not for me.
Absolutely.
There are some people I think that create content as families or couples that will do better by themselves.
Yeah.
But it's about you being honest, and it it made me really proud to pivot and then just not have my kids involved in that way, and then saw even more because I was like, oh no, you are very good at your job.
Yeah.
And that's very important because for my kids to one day wake up and say, I don't want to do this, I'm watching family creators fall apart left, right and center.
Yeah,
because their kids have hit their preteen or their teen phase and they're just not into it. I've also watched family creators oversell their children to a point of disgust.
Awful.
I'm just like, again, hold on a second. We're having a conversation about you not living out your 20s online. Don't make them live out their 9 years online in this way.
Preteen.
Just for clicks, babes.
Primary school.
Stop.
Come on.
And talking about things that are horrendously personal.
Awfully personal. Your child is being watched by their classmates having a very normal childlike reaction to something that they didn't like happening. Now, all of her friends are watching her have a quote unquote tantrum. That is not normal.
Yeah.
That is just not normal. And I actually believe, you know how like you got the Disney and the Nickelodeon kids of child stars? We're going to have the internet kids.
Well, look at Betty Boop.
JoJo Siwa.
Nah.
Oh.
But that was close.
Betty Boop.
100 Pound Life.
Mama June.
Junebug.
Oh, what's her name?
Oh, you mean
Mama June and the daughter?
Honey Boo Boo.
Honey Boo Boo.
You see what recently happened to Honey Boo Boo?
The mum yammed her money. Not Honey Boo Boo.
Is it not?
Did you call her Honey Boo Boo?
Is it not?
Honey Boo Boo. Boo Boo. The mum yammed her money.
And now Honey can't go college. So you rinsed out my life on this show. Yeah, made me an international meme and now the money no did it.
And her mum got herself full head to toe body surgery. Head to toe. There wasn't an inch of her body that wasn't touched by a scalpel and a knife. And now her daughter can't go to college without debt whilst living
insane
from the age of what, 5, 6?
Yeah, that's insane.
That's child abuse.
And there's going to be a lot of people in one way or another who have to answer for that.
Yeah.
And I never wanted that kind of responsibility. Yeah.
Like kiddie bops.
And I know a lot of people will listen to this and roll their eyes. I'm just aging out of it and that's fine.
I think it's more than fine. It's more fun.
I'm watching my peers leave the internet in droves. Mm-hmm. Every other day, someone's writing a statement in notes about how it's been 10 years, 15 years. Their mental health is... Yeah.
And the thing is, change benefits me. If you want to come along on the ride,
absolutely.
Great. But I'm not changing for you.
Yeah, and I'm not staying for you.
I'm not
staying like this for you.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's just like, and it's about being convicted that all the positives will follow you no matter where you decide to swing to or what you decide to do. Or like I said a couple episodes back, or maybe forward, write that CV and understanding the skills you've gained in this moment and how they're transferable.
Yeah, yeah.
What else you could be doing.
In that.
Like if I really wanted to, I could create the next, I don't know, fucking Charlie D'Amelio. I've been doing this so long.
Oh, as in your daughter?
No. As in just someone.
Oh.
Like if someone hired me as a strategist.
Oh, yeah.
Or a video editor. There are so many aspects of this
business. Notches on your belt. Yeah.
I could probably even be someone's agent.
Yeah.
I can read a contract from front. I've got so many notches on my belt.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll land anywhere.
I can pivot in any direction that I want.
Will I like it? Maybe not.
Yeah.
But I know what I can bring to the table in every area of this market. Now on to a cousin confession. 25 is so lonely. That's the confession title. There aren't words to describe how excited listening to this podcast makes me. It has me unable to breathe at work. I'm laughing so hard. Love you both so much. I'm a white 25-year-old from Kentucky, Louisiana, USA.
Yeehaw.
I added in the Louisiana because I think it's there.
Oh.
I think it is.
I don't know geography.
My whole life, I've always... Is it not? No, Charlie, is it? Kentucky's in Louisiana.
Keep missing.
It's 12 hours and 40 minutes drive away.
Keep missing. I told you, I felt start with New York. I don't know no other state.
Kentucky is what? Georgia? No.
No, it's Tennessee.
In Alabama.
I don't know.
Minnesota.
I think you're thinking of Louisville.
Kentucky.
Louisville.
Mississippi. Kentucky, Mississippi.
Wait, Kentucky is a state.
Oh.
I think she's from Kentucky in Kentucky. Like New York City in New York.
Oh. Cool.
Oh, I love how that. It's like Milton Keynes in York.
Just scattered your whole postcode, like.
So when Kentucky, Louisiana. I'm from Kentucky, Louisiana.
Where's that from?
Where have I heard that?
There is a Kentucky.
I bet you there is.
I don't know.
Hang on.
I'm from Kentucky, Louisiana.
Nah, that's too coded in my brain.
What state is Kentucky in?
Louisville.
No.
I'm from Kentucky, Louisiana.
No, okay, wow. Left the logic of making shit up.
No, I don't know.
My whole life, I've always hung around older people because drama never was my thing. I like to know the tea and sip the tea, but please don't involve me in the making of the tea. I love my older mum friend, but now I look around and all of my friends are mums and wives and I'm still single. I can no longer relate to my friends as they are facing different things than I am in my life. I date, but I just haven't found anything serious yet and I'm really in no hurry. I make accommodations to hang out with them when they are available, but sometimes I feel lonely or left out when we had nothing to talk about except their kids. Is there a way to meet in the middle with our friendships? Do you guys have ideas? I love all of their children dearly and would never ask them to put them second to me. Sometimes I just miss my friends. I've spent years now narrowing down my group of friends to the real ones I know I can call when I need them. We are just in different stages of life and sometimes I feel left behind. Please help. Any advice would be fantastic.
I don't know. I don't know if my advice is going to be a bit tough lovey.
Go for it, because I don't have any, so.
Leave those grown women alone and go get you some friends who want to go to the club and pop a puss. Because...
Like, you can't
not pop a puss.
Leave those grown women alone. Because you can't expect women who, anyone, but your friends specifically, they've in a different phase of life, they've got kids, husbands or whatever. Yeah. Their brain is not thinking about what you're thinking about.
Ever.
Because you guys are just thinking about two different things right now.
Yeah.
But it's also not fair for them to feel pressure from their friend to how do I put this? I think in life, the reason why a lot of people gravitate to people around the same age as them is because you go through
You're typically going through the same things at the same time.
So if four mums of the same age are friends, they understand I can't come on Friday because Timmy has basketball.
I do not call my mum friends between 5 and 8.
Exactly.
In everyone's house, that's bath time.
Yeah.
In everyone's house, that's dinner time.
Yes.
That's just not when you're making that call.
Not happening.
And if you want to get me in my right mind, you phone everyone before 7 in the morning because everyone's up working out, doing their meditation, whatever, but the kids aren't up yet.
Yeah.
We just all know that.
Yeah. But again, that's a mum brain thing. And then me, girl, call me at 7:30. I'm not doing anything. I'm watching Real Housewives of Atlanta. That's what I'm doing. Do you know what I mean? But everyone is different. So I think you have friends who are older, which is beautiful. That you can still
be necessary.
And you can still have great friendships with them. But you can relieve the pressure of them feeling like shit friends.
Yeah.
By you feeling shit about yourself. Exactly. And you feeling shit about yourself or you feeling unfulfilled by your friendships.
Yeah.
Because that's also valid. Mm-hmm. By finding, and I know this is the difficult part, but by finding friends who can fulfill those needs. And now I'm not saying that the friends who you go to brunch with, these new friends, are going to be your ride or die. I tell you everything about what's going on in my life. You can still have your mum friends as that because you guys have been friends for so long. But you then scratch the itch of going to brunch with the girlies or going to a yoga class with the girlies or going on holiday with the
girl. I'm going on holiday next week.
Ciao.
Well, I'll be back by the time you hear this.
Oh, yeah.
But even in my friendship groups, there are certain friends I do certain things with.
Yeah.
And this friend, yes, she is a mum, but she loves to travel. So she's the friend. She's also the friend that will not listen to Bode's advice alongside me.
What do you mean?
Some of my other friends will be like,
No, Bode said we shouldn't rent a car out here, so let's not do it. We're going to be like, fuck that shit. Oh. Where's my Honda Civic? Like,
oh, yeah.
We are going to like, yeah. We're going to do bad things together.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Yeah, that's my friend.
Yeah, like we're going to do bad things together. Yeah. Like you even need different friends.
You do. It's so enriching to have different friends to tick these different boxes. Mm. But even like the friend you're going with on holiday, yeah. She's a mum.
Yeah.
But you understand, or you both understand, 6 p.m. before dinner, I'm going to go call the kids for an hour. If you went absolutely. With a friend with no kids absolutely. And no man, she might be like, well, we were supposed to go get...
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
There's a level of understanding when you both have the same... And I'm not saying that, obviously, our cousin isn't being understanding, but our cousin is feeling a certain type of way, which is valid, but what can she do to... relieve this feeling?
You just got to put yourself out there with things, doing things that you like, and find a different set of friends. Yeah. I feel like we've given this advice before. You've got to try new things, number one.
Leave the house
and go to spaces and do things you want to do.
Yeah.
So you're going to find like-minded people.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And when you do go out with your mum friends, because sometimes it's easy to make friends when you've got your girls with you or your absolutely. People with you. When you do go out, make friends.
Beeline.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
Make friends at that event.
Yeah.
And then you can all chill together, and then you just do the extra.
And also, age doesn't always certify where someone's at in life.
Mm.
There might be someone feeling like you who's post-divorce at 45.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There is.
Actually does want to hit the town and feels like they've got their free time back and don't want to chat about no man or no kids. It's not always looking directly for someone that's age. 25.
Exactly.
There is a 45-year-old who now wants to do the things you do.
Who's mentally where you are. That's what you're looking
exactly.
for.
Exactly. And guess what? And another thing I don't like that we do is presuming that being in a mental space is better than another place. For a 65-year-old post-divorce, being mentally 25 is the best thing for them at that time. And I don't like the way, because we see life so linear, it's like, oh, will you grow up? No. Living her best life.
Do you get what I'm saying? I always say this. I love a late-in-life lesbian.
You know me and a late-in-life lesbian.
Ooh. I love anyone who is able to live their life at the best of their ability at where they're at currently. And there is something about late-in-life lesbians or older women who have gone through a divorce.
Oh, listen, my favorite content creators right now are all in their 60s. Yes. There's a woman I follow with gray hair, white woman, and she starts every TikTok with, I'm 60 fucking five. That's how every TikTok starts. There's another woman who's a bit mad, seems like she's on the razz all the time, single mum, about 50, very ADHD-ish.
Yeah.
Love her. There's this older couple that live in Tokyo that do OOTDs every day. I am obsessed with watching the lives of older people because whether we like it or not, they just have accrued a wisdom and a way of being that you can only clock up through time.
Absolutely.
Like when they say they don't give a fuck, they very much mean it. And you can tell in the way they speak and share and create.
Yeah.
And it's there's just no airs and graces. Yeah. Like they've done all the things to work out who they are.
Yeah. They've made their money. They're living off of their money.
Some are heavily tattooed. I'm just like, this is
so I love it. Great. I love it. And that's what you need people who are mentally at the space
where you are at. Yeah.
Who can meet you and just be like, all right, cool, let's do this. But yeah, you're 35-year-old mum of three. She is tired. Let that woman rest on Saturday. She don't want to be waking up at 10 a.m. to go for brunch. And when she does, you're there.
Do you know what I mean?
You know?
It's just like, just get some new friends, babe.
Yeah, you got this. Sorry if I came across a bit harsh at the beginning, but I love you and it's all love. I love you, bye.
Okay. Anyway, guys, what's said in the closet?
Stays in the closet.
Bless her.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.